Well, hi there, and welcome to episode 2 of FlamFlash.net podcast. For those of you who are now newly joining me in the Kids and Family channel on iTunes, the reason we're in the Kids and Family channel is because I am part of a family and have kids. The gaming discussions, the parenting discussions, were focused on family and my kids. They're my top priority, so always on my mind. Reason I work so hard. Reason I lament lightly to Red Flare, my wife, that I don't have the time I might like to do all that I would like to do leisure-wise. By the way, I'm also Flame Flash on Twitter. And podcast at flameflash.net is where you can easily find me if you want to send in any questions or comments for this new show. Certainly welcome it. Until I get a deluge of posts, I'll try to respond to everyone and maybe even try to respond to them all on here. Let's get started. In this last week, and yes, this is hopefully going to be a quick but still weekly podcast. In the realm of gaming, I had a unique run-in with the Sims 3 store. I invite everyone else to go out and check it out as well, but when trying to convert an EA points card into Sim points, everything got centered in my browser. We also tried it on Red Flare's computer and tried it on the gaming PC I use for work, and just, it wouldn't work right. Everything got centered. Please, if you're seeing it too, contact EA, because they don't know it exists. I had an absolutely horrible customer service experience trying to do business with them. If I didn't really want those rather unique bikes that can only be grabbed from the store there, I probably would have just thrown up my hands and skipped it. Speaking of The Sims 3, today, probably shouldn't have. As I just mentioned, I don't have much leisure time, but I pre-ordered the Sims 3 Generations pack with my birthday money. Looking forward to it. Bunk beds, some new things for Sim children, new things for Sim adults and Sim teens. I'm not sure about Sim elders, haven't heard much about that. Bunk beds, spiral staircases, some fun new stuff if you enjoy The Sims franchise, and specifically The Sims 3. Elsewhere in gaming, I lightly touched on Plants vs. Zombies again. If you haven't gone back to it and purchased it on Steam, be sure to go back to it on the computer you beat it on. I made the mistake of, about a year ago, grabbing it on my laptop after having beaten it on my desktop, and once I downloaded the update on my desktop, my laptop's new cloud save had overwritten my desktop's complete save. So every once in a while I peck at the game save and do a couple of levels just to try to beat it again. Not a high priority. Talismania was a neat one I stumbled upon, also on Steam from PopCap, I believe. Maybe not PopCap, I'm not sure. But my cousin, a while back, got me a Steam group of games, PopCap, I believe, and this one was part of it. Standard puzzle game, but it was a fun thing to try out the other night. New Super Mario Brothers Wii. Well, our Wii died probably about a year ago now. And we lost all of our game saves. So the kids have worked through it and beaten it again at this point. But we still haven't recaptured all of those star coins. So every once in a while it's fun. It's still a great family game to just sit down with everyone and play together and toss each other off of cliffs, etc. But with an almost 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and then myself and my wife, it can get quite fun and hectic on that screen. Brings back memories of playing the original Mario Brothers, you know, the one where the turtles and crabs and flies come out of the pipes on top and you kick them off the ledges. I used to quite enjoy bopping turtles into my mother and playing the original Mario Brothers on our Apple IIc way back in the day. Mario is quite the staple. I mean, even the almost 3-year-old goes, hoo-hoo! Similar to how he makes his sound effects in Super Mario Galaxy. Next up, I got in about half an hour of Final Fantasy XIII, still chopping away at that. The PlayStation Network, having been down, just for some reason also wasn't interested in using my PlayStation. It just seemed incomplete. I don't have that many PSN friends, but whenever they pop on, it was always fun to be able to fling back and forth text messages and communicate. Something I appreciated and just couldn't do. I still really like the game. I'm not sure why it got the bad reviews that it did. Maybe I'm just not far enough into it yet. I'm enjoying it. Final Fantasy games are interactive movies or books. They're not full-fledged video games, and if you take them like that, I think you'll get more enjoyment than if you're expecting something where you can go out and do a lot, like some of the other more recent video games. Mass Effect comes to mind. I've tried out the Mass Effect 2 demo. Not last week. On the World of Warcraft front, my awesome gift from the wife was the Warcraft Cataclysm mouse. This thing is huge, but it fits my hand like a glove. I had commented to her that I was starting to get a little cramping when I tried to play with a, you know, portable laptop mouse. And this wonderful gift is quite worth it. Go to Best Buy and feel the mice, though, people. You can't just trust the reviews and buy online. You need to actually handle the display mice. Feel them in your hand. I didn't want this mouse just because it was Warcraft themed. I wanted this mouse because it was the best fit for my hand. That or a Logitech one that honestly had fewer buttons and features for the same price. So, might as well aim for the one with the most. Speaking of World of Warcraft, though, having played around with setting up the mouse, really neat in-game. Right now it's pulsating pink because the last character I was on was my paladin. I should probably go ahead and update that, or probably won't have the time tonight since I'm choosing to podcast instead. But Sun and I made it to level 70 on our pair, his warrior and my shaman. Almost to 71. He's really looking forward to getting into the Cataclysm content. I think he's already actually bored with the Borean Tundra. Next time we play together, I'm probably going to suggest we go to the other starting zone of Wrath of the Lich King, Howling Fjord, and that way we can get the dungeon quests, and at least go that far into Fjord before going back to Tundra. So that way we can then get the dungeon quests of the Tundra. His main goal is to unlock the Wrathgate event, though. He really wants to see that for himself and have that unlocked on his warrior. I'm looking forward to being there with him when he accomplishes that for the first time. He loves going and watching the in-game cinematic of the fall of the Lich King in Dalaran. Doesn't get to do it very often anymore since he's no longer hearthed there. But speaking of the sun and parenting, I'll use that as a segue into some weird jargon wars that we're having with the school right now. I think it's resolved at this point. But we asked for a curriculum. We wanted to know and not be rudely surprised, like we were with third grade, what would come in fourth. Because in third grade they came up with this really wacky and illogical rule of it's going to get counted wrong if it's not in cursive. Well, why? It just didn't make any sense. 2 + 2 = 4, whether you write the answer in cursive or in print. It's just going to confuse the children. They had no good answer for that and simply said, well, it's part of curriculum. Well, when we asked for said curriculum at the end of the year, or for next year, so there wouldn't be these problems, they said there wasn't a curriculum. Instead, they named it Scope and Sequence and described everything that we were asking for as a curriculum. They knew what we were talking about. They knew what we were asking for, but sometimes you just have to pursue through the jargon. Our pediatrician, for instance, is absolutely amazing. If we go, what? As he's ventured into medical jargon, or if I go, what? My wife's a bit more up to speed on the medical jargon field after giving birth to 4 children. But he'll actually explain it in layman's terms, and usually does a very good job of always explaining it in layman's terms, so we don't have to ask. The schools should not be any different. What's sad is this must not be a common occurrence, at least in our area, for the request of the curriculum, that is. What's wrong with wanting to give your kids a little leg up for this summer? The superintendent sent out a little school burst this evening. It was odd seeing the school pop up on the caller ID. But in it he mentioned how school was going to be starting early and then being done for the year at the very end of May. Well, Sun initially took that as, oh, nuts. The summer is therefore going to be shorter. What I joyously got to point out to him is that means he doesn't have to go to school on his birthday. Assuming, of course, that there aren't any snow days and that kind of thing. June 1. This year he is looking forward to bringing in some zebra cakes to school, though, so as the birthday treat. Communication is just a big deal. It's important. You need to have strong communication skills as both a parent and an educational professional. How else are you going to teach? How else are you going to expect them to teach your kids? That's been our biggest problem. No, we don't expect instant communication. We don't expect instant gratification. Yes, this is the Twitter, Facebook, social network, instant communication, digital age. But we understand that there are 30 at times other sets of parents also wanting attention. We just wanted honest, straightforward answers. What's wrong with that? Oh, by the way, the rapture has now been rescheduled for October 21st, I guess. Yeah, camping is still at it again. And latched on to some random person's theory on the entire mess and why nothing happened on the 21st of May. So the gang's all still here. But I'm going to close it out for now and move on. Maybe go check on the kids. I think I might hear somebody lurking on the stairwell. To close out, though, I want to point out that a great website out there is raptor.com. I'm not affiliated with them in any way, shape, or form, but they're a great site to track your gaming. And if you register things like your Xbox and auto-log yourself in, it'll also track when the kids use your devices. Or at least your Xbox. The Wii, of course, doesn't have any auto-tracking, and the PS3 is a little more unique as far as being auto-tracking goes. But Raptor.com is where I actually used to reference and figure out what games I'd played in the last week. It has an auto-tracker client for your PC, if you don't mind or mind that. And it will also inventory, help you inventory all your games. Xbox will auto-scan, PS3 will auto-scan based on trophies. So if you've rented games, you might be considered to have more games than you actually have. Same with Xbox. PC, it'll scan your PC for any games that it's aware of. Hotel Dash, made by the same folks that made Diner Dash, for instance, still hasn't shown up on their tracking. I don't know why. It was a great time management game. Guess it just wasn't very popular. But on Raptor.com, I'm also Flame Flash, and it would be fun to measure up against anybody who wants to. On there, I haven't hit my friend limit, that's for sure, and I'm also on Twitter as Flame Flash. And then podcast at flameflash.net. Thank you for listening to the second episode, and yes, I am planning on keeping them this short, at least until there's reader emails. Some might go a little longer if I have a nice rant. And looking at my notes, I did skip one rant, but I haven't seen much news past the rumored premium services of World of Warcraft and the Real ID system of grouping yet. So I'm going to hold my tongue until there's more information. From what little is out there, I don't like it. But there's not enough to make a good, responsible opinion yet. So safely game out there, folks. Enjoy playing with your kids while you can. They grow up way too dang fast. And this is Flame Flash, signing off.